It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is Western Production Specialist Laura Schmidt. Laura, what's the crop update for soybeans and pulses this week?
Soybeans are developing and filling seeds. So far, disease levels have been low in soybeans, but in some fields we are finding white mold, pod and stem blight, northern stem canker, and Phytophthora root rot popping up. Overall, soybean aphids have remained low this year. Pea harvest is underway for earlier seeded fields, and later seeded fields are maturing. Peas have lodged in several fields, making harvest a bit of a challenge. This week, we have some desiccation and pea harvest tips to share. Dry beans have full-size seeds in the oldest pods, and white mold is also popping up in several fields there. Faba beans are at early to mid-maturity, and Liguus bugs are the main pest we've been watching for in fabas right now, as they can cause some quality loss.
Tell us more about desiccating peas.
Peas are ready for desiccation or pre-harvest weed control when at least 80% of the field is at full maturity. To determine if the crop is ready for desiccation, scout the least mature areas of the field and check pods and seeds. At the correct stage, pods on the bottom of the plant will be fully mature and seeds will rattle in those pods. Seeds in the middle of the plant will have changed color to yellow, and pods at the top of the plant will have an orange peel-like texture, and when you squish the seeds inside those pods between your fingers, they'll split evenly down the middle. If those seeds squash in these upper pods instead of split, then it's too early for desiccation and it will be good to wait a little bit. In terms of product choice, keep an eye on forecasted weather conditions. Different products have different weather requirements for maximum efficacy, wrapped up in a nutshell, but we do have some more desiccating tips in this week's Bean Report available at manitobapulse.ca.
Any pea harvest tips?
Peas are ready to harvest when all pods have turned golden brown and seed moisture is below 20%. Combining in the humid part of the day can help reduce shatter loss, but that tougher plant material might not feed as well. Matching the pickup header or reel speed to ground speed will also help reduce shatter. Run the combine and augers at low speeds and at full capacity to reduce cracks and splits. Lower cylinder speeds will help with this too. If you're direct harvesting, flex headers and rigid headers can both be used successfully. Vine lifters and pickup reels do aid in harvesting those lodged crops by lifting that crop canopy up over the cutting bar. Swathing can also be used if the crop has begun to lodge earlier in the dry down phase. However, those swaths can be pretty billowy and easily blown around by wind, so harvest should be timed as quickly as possible after dry down if you're swathing. And do note that peas often sweat after they go into the bin, so be sure to monitor your bins for moisture buildup or spoilage. And you can find more information on these topics and others in this week's Bean Report newsletter available at manitobapulse.ca.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers.